So you had to know I was leading into something right there with your Tuesdays Gone. Lynyrd Skynyrd on Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. Southern Rock, Michelle Southern. I am joined on the phone now by a gentleman who is the chairman of the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument Board. The folks over at the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument keep Eagle 98.1 on all day. Every time we mention the monument, we get a message, and thanks for the shout out. Ricky, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Glad to have us on.
Absolutely. So Friday is the anniversary of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash. So for folks who may not know, tell us, you know, briefly about the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument, where it is, and kind of how all of this got started with you guys.
Okay, well, it was just a bunch of friends that had some ideas, and most of the rescuers from that area. And so we got together and decided to put a board together, and we come up with a plan to build a nice monument, and we got that done. And now we're going to have another big event for Friday, and then we're going to unveil another monument of Ronnie Van Zant.
Right. And tell us where the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument is located.
It's in Gillsburg, Mississippi. You just get off Interstate 55. You head 8 miles back. You'll see the signs. Just follow the signs. Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument.
Yeah, I remember when y'all got the sign on the interstate. That was a really big deal.
Yeah.
You worked so hard over there. And Friday being the anniversary, every anniversary of the plane crash, you do it up big. So tell us what's happening this year.
We're going to have Crystal Ball and Kendall Schaefer to come on with music at 12 o'clock, 12 to 2. And then we're going to have a food truck. So I would say get there at least an hour early so you can get parked. And we need you to bring a lounge chair. There's no sitting. Just bring your own chair. You can bring a cooler or whatever. Just get y'all set up and get ready for the music.
Kendall Schaefer and Chris LeBlanc, big names for this.
Absolutely. Two of the best from Louisiana. They big, huge Lynyrd Skynyrd fans.
I know they both are. So it's a free event at the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument on Friday. I see here you can start showing up at 10 o'clock if you've never been before. It's free parking. There's plenty of it. And as you mentioned, and I've already seen at least the sheet over what you are going to unveil Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about what's under that sheet?
Well, I won't give out too much information on what's there, but Gene Odom was Ronnie Van Zant's best friend, childhood friend, grew up from Jacksonville, Florida, and he was head of security for the Lynyrd Skynyrd band, and he wanted to do this for his best friend, so I'm going to kind of leave it at that and let everybody just see it when they unveil it. How about that?
And Gene was a survivor, correct?
He was. Yes, he was off the plane crash. He was a survivor. Yep.
So he'll be there Friday, too.
Absolutely. We're supposed to have a couple more survivors there, depending on their health.
Meet and greet of survivors and rescuers, a guitar giveaway, the unveiling of the new part of the monument, which no one's ever seen before, a candlelight vigil, and it continues into Saturday, too, Ricky?
Yeah. On Saturday, we got a band. The guy's name is Russell Walker. Russell, they had a big concert there in 2002, back before the monument or whatever, and Travis Tritt and Russell and all of them played there. So I thought it would be nice to get Russell to come play for us again, because he goes all the way back to the first event that wasn't even a monument or nothing there. They just wanted to have a concert.
Ricky Wascom, who we've been talking to today, he is the chairman of the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument Board. And I know, Ricky, y'all are going to have some beautiful weather for all of these events this weekend. If someone's listening right now, where can they find out more or get repeated what we just talked about today?
On the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument page on Facebook. They got some stuff posted there. And I got only one thing to add. We not a professional group or whatever. We doing the best we can, and everybody be nice. How about that?
You're not for profit. So, you know, donate. Yep. It's a free event, but donations are welcome.
Yep. It'll be all good.
So, Ricky, thank you so much for your time today and always for listening to Eagle 98.1, always. And for all of these details on the event happening on the anniversary of the crash of the Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument Friday, Kendall Schaefer, Chris LeBlanc, and the unveiling of the new statue, you can visit, as Ricky said, Lynyrd Skynyrd Monument on Facebook. Thanks a lot, Ricky, and y'all have fun this weekend.
Thank you.